Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlie's Tap House. Charlie's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlie's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlie's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlie's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement are pretty easy. First, you want to send me a text message. You want to tell me something. You want to ask me something. The number is 33103. So in your little message app, you type in the number 33103. And then you start out the message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. And you tell me anything or ask me anything, TMA or AMA. The second thing, if you want to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, X, Instagram, you can find all of those icons at the website michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Subscribe to the podcast. That's easy to do on your podcast app. Search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then once you get that, hit subscribe, and you've got all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program, so you get all of me that's on the air. If you're looking for a local affiliate when they air the program, once again, go to that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Click on the link that says how to listen. There's an interactive map with little pins all across the country, all across the fruited plain. And then a list under that alphabetically of cities when they air the program or re-air the program too. So a quick search on the Google machine brings up Investopedia that says in 2020, the average rate of inflation was 1.22%. Now, it varied up and down a little bit, and then by the time that Biden was inaugurated in January of 2021, over the course of that year, it was about 4.5%, and then it just skyrocketed and got upwards as high as 19%, depending on whether you included, you know, in the consumer price index, depending on whether you included things like, food and groceries, your gas bill, your utilities, your car payment, your rent payment, your mortgage payment. And it just continued to get worse. But Michael, how can you say when it got worse when they just told us last week when the CPI numbers came out that it was down to 3.1 or 3.3%? Because inflation is cumulative. If you buy something for $100 and inflation gets close to 20%, then the next time you buy that, it costs you $120. So now that's the new price of that product. And then if the next month inflation drops down, say, to 10%, well, now that's an additional $12 on top of the $120. So now it's cost you $122. And so on and so on and so on. So even though, you know, I always try to explain to people that in Washington, D.C., a spending cut is not a cut as you and I know it. If you cut your spending, let's say you spend $100 a month on eating out, and you sit down with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, your dog, whatever, and you say, we got to cut back on our spending on eating out, so let's try to cut out Let's cut out 20%. Okay. So next month we'll only spend $80 on eating out. That's a real spending cut. You've reduced the amount you spend on eating out from $100 to $80. That's not how it works in D.C. No. In D.C., a spending cut is only a reduction in the increase in spending. So in D.C., if one month you spend $100 on a government program, and the next month you were going to increase that by 20%, and you were going to spend $120, but you say, oh, the voters are upset, we got to cut spending. Okay, then let's tell them we're going to cut spending by 10%. So next month, instead of spending $120, we'll spend $110. Well, that's still $10 more than what you spent the month before. So it's only a decrease in the growth, in the increase in spending. Let's talk about how Joe Biden is really gaslighting us. Joe Biden is gaslighting us. He tries to portray himself as I'm a man of the working class. I'd like to have his money and be able to say I'm a man of the working class. But he doesn't act like he's a man of the working class. Almost every single poll that you can find, whether you consider it to be a one-off or it's a very legitimate poll or you think it's a biased poll, all the polls seem to show that Americans are generally concerned, mostly concerned, about inflation in the economy. When's the last time you heard, other than maybe a person like me, use the term Bidenomics? When's the last time you heard Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre? When's the last time you heard her talk about Bidenomics? When's the last time you heard either Biden or Harris use the term Bidenomics? Or any other surrogates? They don't. But despite their change in language, the Biden administration and the Democrats in general continue to tell you that the economy is in great shape, despite knowing exactly what you're facing every month when you're trying to pay bills. You know, he might actually have a higher approval rating if he admitted that the economy was bad and then inflation was bad. You know, just last month, a mere 2 weeks ago, he released a statement praising the strong economy and how it was steady and stable growth. And, of course, the cabal, which is that unholy alliance of the dominant media, the ruling elite, the tech giants, The Atlantic magazine. Again, just 2 weeks ago, Annie Lowry wrote this: Joe Biden is, at the moment, losing his reelection campaign. And he is doing so while presiding over the strongest economy the United States has ever experienced. Holy crap, Batman. I'm old enough to remember Jimmy Carter. I'm old enough to remember when gas, you know, went to $1 a gallon. Oh, my God. Oh, good grief. The malaise economy. And I look around now, and I see friends, and I see coworkers who are struggling to pay bills. There's one story out about how, and I forget what the percentage was, of Americans that are giving up one meal a day. They're cutting back to two meals a day simply because they can't afford three meals a day. Now, Annie Lowry at The Atlantic is not alone in her assessment that somehow we live in a strong economy. The New York Times, duh. Nobel Prize winning, I just laugh when I say this. No, Nobel Prize winning economist Paul Krugman can't help but gush over it. He said the performance of America's economy over the past 2 years has been remarkable, especially given the dire predictions of many observers. Remember the economists who forecast a recession in 2023? Remember all those warnings that getting inflation down would require years of high unemployment? Instead, he says, our economic growth has been the envy of other wealthy nations. Stocks are way up since Biden took office. Inflation has declined sharply, and unemployment is still below 4%. The latest numbers seem to support, he says, the view that the apparent acceleration of prices earlier this year was a statistical blip and that disinflation is still on track. Now, Krugman is the same economist who said inflation was over if you did not take into account the price of major goods like, gas and food. Paul Krugman is an absolute idiot. Somehow, even something as black and white as the economy, that's become political. So while Paul Krugman, Annie Lowry, and Joe Biden all applaud the current economy, others actually take issue with Biden's claim that all is well. Want some examples? Text the word Michael to 33103. Follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA, or Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. What does the Washington Post say? Stay tuned.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, It is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. How about inflation? You never hear the word Bidenomics anymore. And the Biden administration continues to gaslight us about how great the economy is. Now, there are some things that are doing okay in the economy. And, of course, that also depends on how you look at it. Now, wages and salaries increased slightly for a 12-month period ending back in March. But it wasn't enough to keep up with inflation. Wages just aren't keeping up with inflation. Now, the unemployment rate, fairly good, staying around 3.0 to 3.9% since August of last year. But most of that unemployment is because, well, part-time jobs are increasing while full-time jobs are decreasing. And the majority of those that are going to work actually happen to be non-citizens. Inflation, though, is the real problem. The Consumer Price Index measures inflation. And while it has come down from where it was back in 2022, right now at 3.3%, that's still higher than it was even a year ago, and still significantly higher than it was in 2020, which again was around like 1%. The problem is, and this is where I think Republicans have got to get on message, inflation affects things that Americans need daily: food, gas, clothing. I'll give you an example. You know, we used to, at one point, a few years ago, we were talking about eggs, how eggs had skyrocketed in price. Well, they have. Eggs were approximately $1.40 in 2019, and now they're $3.80. That's more than doubled. So inflated prices for the average American family makes them feel that just going out to eat, even at fast food restaurants, has become a luxury that they can't afford. Right now, at this very moment, the average family of four now spends more than $11,000 more per year to enjoy the same standard of living they did in 2019. Did you get an $11,000 raise? Because if you did not get an $11,000 raise, you're going backwards, or you're going into debt, which is another way of going backwards. So while you may say, and I would agree, that it's a good thing that more people are employed and wages are slightly increasing, if inflation continues to creep up, which it seems to be doing, it's certainly not going back down, that means that average families are still paying more for things that they consume every single day, which is why even though by some standards, people will argue that, yeah, okay, the economy is doing okay, nonetheless, it is driving me nuts to hear Biden, or for that matter, anybody else say, because things still cost more than they used to, that somehow the economy is good. Saying the economy is good and then downplaying or ignoring inflation is like saying your car's running great, but there's a leak in the gas tank because there's a leak in your wallet. Actually, you know, that's not a very good example. You know what? There's actually a tax in your wallet, and that tax in your wallet is inflation, and it's insidious, and it hurts those who can least afford it the most. You know, even in my own household, there are now places that I just won't go out to eat because it's gotten so ridiculously high. That's not good for those places of business. I feel sorry for them, but I'm not going to go pay an outrageous price for something simply because I happen to like it. The reaches of everyone. Ever heard of price elasticity? Everyone has that price point at which, even if they can afford it, say, you know what, that's just too much. I'm just not going to pay X for whatever that is. And that's what's happening to many people who, even though they can afford that product or that service, are saying, I'm just not going to do that. Now, think about the person whose price elasticity is a lot lower. If you're a family of four and it's costing you $11,000 plus more to maintain your same standard of living, that's tough on that family. And that's why I say it's just purely disingenuous. It is absolutely gaslighting for the Biden campaign to continue to tout there's a robust economy when inflation is making even eggs cost double. It's gaslighting to tell people they're living in some sort of utopia when the family of four had to find an extra $11,000 to live in the last few years while their wages weren't keeping up. And they're not living any better. They're not living any differently. You know, Biden's struggling in the polls, and he should be. He's a lousy president. And let's talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is, you know, Biden's 81 years old. Which I frankly don't think is that old. I know a lot of people who are 81 years old. I know a lot of people who are 90 years old and are in better shape than he is. But nobody wants to talk about the fact that people simply age at different rates, at different speeds, some faster than others, some slower than others. I forget how many aneurysms he's had, and I forget how many brain surgeries he's had, but it has to have an effect. And I can tell you from personal experience that watching presidents and working with a president up close and personal, that it ages them rapidly. And he's become a national security risk. I watched him at the G7 in Italy. At one point, you've probably seen the video by now, it's viral, where they're watching a parachute demonstration. Paratroopers are falling out of the sky. They're all looking up. And as they land, he turns away from where they're landing and turns around and starts to wander off. And pretty soon he's just standing. And his hands are kind of coming up like he's going to clap or he's pointing or something. And Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, has to walk across all the other G7 participants, take him by the arm, and walk him back to the group. This guy's going to make spontaneous decisions about national security? Yeah, you should be afraid. Very, very afraid. But what's the media saying about it? That's next.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money, and our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Wind River Resort and Casino is about to make your summer sizzle
with our $100,000 Bronco Bucks Swipe to Win draw.
Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Your Thursdays just got way more thrilling with our weekly drawings kick off at 7 p.m.
Mark your calendars for the final drawing on August 29th for your shot at cold hard cash.
For a 2024 Ford Bronco.
For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I appreciate it. You want to tell me anything, ask me anything? Here's the number, 33103, you use on your message app. Start your message with the word either Mike or Michael. Tell me anything, ask me anything. I love text me. And remember, you can text me anytime. Whether you're listening live, delayed, podcast, whatever, you can text me anytime you want to, and I read every single text message. If you're looking for an affiliate when they air the program, when they re-air the program, simply go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, click on the how to listen, and there's an interactive map, and there's an alphabetical list below that of all the affiliates around the country. Subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, click subscribe, and that gives you all 5 days of the weekday program, and it gives you the weekend program. So you get all the Michael Brown programming. This aging and the situation we find us in with the president today is frightening. Presidents have to make split-second decisions. And under our constitutional authority, in many instances, the president of the United States is the only individual who can make that decision. Now, historically, we have some precedent for how this current administration might actually be making decisions. I'm not saying this is what's happening. I'm saying we have a historical precedent. When Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke, it was kept from the public. And so they hid Woodrow Wilson and his wife, Edith Wilson. The staff would oftentimes go to the East Wing, go upstairs to the residence, and say, we have an urgent matter, and we need the president's decision on X, Y, Z, whatever it might be. And Edith Wilson would give the answer. Her husband was incapable of providing the answer. Or even if he was, they didn't have time to wait, so she would give the answer. And that she, in fact, became the de facto president. Not the vice president. Edith Wilson. I've wondered how many times Jill Biden, they've called the residents because decisions have to, so presidents have to make decisions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oftentimes things can't wait. Well, let's wait till he comes down tomorrow morning. Well, what time is he going to be down here? Well, 10 o'clock. Well, you know, if we wait till 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, World War III could have started. He needs to make this decision now. Or there's some vote going on in Congress, and we need his, does he want us to do this, or does he want us to do that? You have to make that decision now. And I think he's incapable of doing that. I'm not trying to be mean at all. It's the reality. I watch Bush on many occasions, either on Air Force One or Marine One or in the motorcade, where the staff would give him a call and say, Mr. President, maybe I wouldn't hear that end of the conversation, but I'd hear his end of the conversation, and it would be yes or no, or let's do this. Or it might be, what's your recommendation? Why do you recommend that? Okay, then let's do that. And within the span of just a few minutes, making a decision. And as I watch this president, with my own eyes, I don't think he's capable of doing that. But the corporate media tells us that guys like me, who have that personal experience with the president, and who historically, even if I didn't have that experience with the president, historically understand that's what has to happen. The corporate media, the cabal, wants you to believe otherwise. They don't want you to believe your lying eyes.
Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden is the best Biden ever.
She knows so long as she's denied.
In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been.
President Biden has a photographic memory. His understanding and mastery of a complicated geopolitical situation, remarkable.
He is sharp, intensely probing, and detail-oriented and focused.
Jackie, you hear
Where's Jackie? She was going to be here.
I was sitting, you know, of 2 feet from him across the table, and he was, you know, intense.
Have trouble walking sometimes? Yeah, so did FDR. He wanted GD war.
But he's totally focused.
I've got to stop for just a moment. You know, he has trouble, Joe Scarborough, or MSNBC. You know, he has trouble walking sometimes. You know, well, so did FDR. FDR had polio. FDR was confined to a wheelchair. Joe, that is a despicable comparison. But that's Joe Scarborough.
Because he's very sharp.
They say he's sharp in meetings and so on.
Very lucid notes, very well informed. Biden is stately and he comes with gravitas. There hasn't been, as far as I know, a single claim that Biden made a mistake.
Ageism is an issue. Americans have a rich history of holding people's physical characteristics against them. Okay, you can ask African Americans.
He's older. That doesn't mean that he is unfit, and there's a lot of ageism there.
Now, this age attack, this obsession by the right,
Joe Biden may not be able to speak for himself the way that he used to.
They want to think to take on government if we get out of line, which they're talking again about, and that's him lying around.
I think people should be speaking up for Joe Biden.
Americans and reporters in the media are just judging him by a physical appearance, and it's horribly unfair. Age is an asset.
He showed exactly how wicked he is.
The flip side of this coin is that he has a tremendous amount of wisdom and experience.
Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No. More wild speculation from a bunch of people who have probably never been in a room with Joe Biden and certainly don't have medical degrees that I'm aware of.
You don't get paid.
You know, that was Jen Psaki, the former press secretary. Saying, have you heard from anybody about, you know, how bad he is? Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know what, Jen, we have. We've heard from Special Counsel Robert Hur, who wrote in his report that the president had such a lack of memory and was so incapable of asking questions that he was just an old man that was too old to charge with a crime of concealing classified documents. Really? So he's too feeble of physical stature and mental stature to stand trial. Yet somehow we're supposed to believe that, oh, he's too feeble to stand trial, but he's capable enough to be the president of the United States of America? Good grief. We see what's going on. Don't lie to us and tell us that a lawyer that investigated him, a special counsel that investigated him, interviewed him, which, by the way, we'll get to in just a minute. They refused to release the audio recordings because the president invoked executive privilege. Let's think about why they won't release audio recordings. But let's go back to what the media keeps telling us.
Age for performance to be president. You don't, the job is not a job of endurance. I don't see Donald Trump out bike riding like Joe Biden.
It's the Hillary's email. All they have is that he's old.
He can clear a dementia bar, and that's probably a win.
The media are not fair, and they're getting less and less fair, and things are frightening. You have Wall Street Journal running a horribly sourced piece saying that Biden is unfit.
Dubious Wall Street Journal report about the president's acuity.
Shoddy story by the Wall Street Journal questioning Biden's mental fitness.
Wall Street Journal story had a lot of flaws, as you said. But Sinclair, they didn't do any original reporting. They didn't follow up. They didn't do any work.
Here it is today. Hirsch Goldberg Cohen is still, he is not here with us, but he's still being held by Hamas.
But a huge part of the Mueller report talks about Russian disinformation tactics. And one of the themes this election cycle is that Joe Biden is too old to lead. And so everyone is seizing upon this, and it is a classic disinformation tactic. And I think the best thing that we can do is to prepare the American people for this false narrative.
Prepare us for the false narrative? We see it. We watch it. We don't take any glee in it. In fact, it worries me. When you think about how explosive the world is right now. By the way, the president goes to D-Day, flies back, goes back to the G7, And do you know that as we speak, that there is a peace negotiation conference about the Ukrainian war going on? I think it's in Switzerland. I'm not sure. I think it's in Switzerland. Going on right now. Guess who is not there? The President of the United States. Where is he? He's headed to California to go to a party with Barack Obama and George Clooney to raise money. Wait a minute. Did anybody in the staff maybe say, Mr. President, you're the one that's the commander-in-chief. You ought to be, if you want to end the Ukrainian war, if you even want to discuss a peace settlement or a peace negotiation, you ought to be there. Because ultimately it's going to be your decision, not Kamala Harris's. She's the one there instead. He has such a lack of judgment, or the staff has such a lack of judgment, that they say, you keep spending all of this money in Ukraine, whether you're for or against it doesn't make any difference to me, but you're spending all this money in Ukraine. You sign a 10-year agreement with Zelensky for a security agreement, and yet when it comes time to have discussions with your G7 counterparts about how there might be a peace settlement, you run off to a fundraiser instead. I'd say someone's either giving you bad advice or you're making bad decisions. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Welcome back to Meet You with Michael Brown. As I always do in this last segment, I want to be sure not get cut short on time without telling you how much I appreciate you tuning in every weekend. And I appreciate you telling your friends or people that you want to irritate. You can tell them about the program, too. But spread the news, the info about the program far and wide, and let's keep building this audience and keep building these affiliates. I really do appreciate it. So the Biden administration's border crisis, this has allowed a flood of foreign criminal gangs to infiltrate this country. There's a brutal Venezuelan gang, Tren de Aruga, I may be bastardizing their name, has attained footholds in a lot of major Texas cities and in Chicago and New York. And while that's happening, the drug cartels are driving human smuggling over the southern border almost, if not virtually, unchecked. And now we learned this past week that 8 alleged ISIS operatives were detained across the country, including L.A., New York, and Philadelphia. So you got all of that problem. And this illegal immigration crisis actually exposes Americans to what I refer to as ghost criminals, also to paramilitary operatives, and obviously to potential terrorists. Tren de Aruga, that gang, that Venezuelan gang, has used this border crisis to grow from into a small Venezuelan prison gang, into a severe threat both here and in their home country. That gang is implicated in human smuggling, sex trafficking, and you can often identify them by tattoos that depict AK-47s and gas mask skulls. Bunch of nice folks. Just coming over here, you know, just for a better life. Yeah. There was a recent arrest in Queens. You've heard the story. The suspect was Bernardo Raul Castro Meda. He's found to be an illegal alien and to be a suspected member of the Tren de Aruga gang. The NYPD and other law enforcement agencies are also encountering all of these ghost criminals, members of the Mexican drug cartels and other criminal organizations. They're exploiting the southern border. There's a national security expert by the name of Joseph Heumeier. He links trends, that Venezuelan gang, he links their U.S. presence to border lawlessness. Trend members are involved in numerous investigations in states including New York, Illinois, and Texas. Over 15 million illegal aliens have likely entered this country since Biden's inauguration. The Border Patrol chief, a government employee, has admitted that many hardened criminals hide among those groups that are crossing the border, making their identification difficult. And then you got that dumbass Yahoo Gavin Newsom calling out the National Guard. And what do? They go to a legal crossing. They go down to San Diego at a legal crossing, ignoring all the illegal crossings, and somehow want to convince you. It's just like that last clip I played about the corporate media wanting to just deny, you know, don't believe your lying eyes. No. Your eyes are lying to you about what you see the president doing. And just like they want you to ignore, oh, look, Gavin Newsom, he's called out the National Guard. They recognize it's a problem. How many or how much has the flow of illegal aliens slowed since Biden had all that grand announcement of his executive orders that were going to shut down the border? Well, Bill Malusian over at Fox News continues to report and shows the drone footage of these illegal aliens just continuing to cross the border. And it's not so much that I want to focus on the numbers. Instead, I want you to focus on who's crossing. Mexico's Jalisco New Generation cartel has now spread its operations not just at the border, but all the way even into Florida. They operate freely within Phoenix, Dallas, Houston, and now they've gone all the way to Florida. According to the DEA, the Mexican cartels are now active in every state in the country. Wyoming? Vermont? Montana? Yes. Every state in the country. And then you had the FBI director, Christopher Wray. He testifies before Congress about his concern over potential coordinated attacks similar to an ISIS-K attack that occurred in Moscow earlier this year, publicly stating it. So the government's not hiding behind some sort of, well, we don't want to talk about this. They're now in CYA mode. They're now trying to cover their butts so that in case there is a terrorist attack, Christopher Wray can say, well, I told Congress I was worried about it. The media and the government need to quit lying to us. We're being destroyed from within. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time.
Since the terror attacks on October 7th, anti-Semitism has been on the rise, not just in Israel, but here at home in the U.S. and around the world. That's why the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is asking that you stand with Israel to raise your voice, just as Oscar Schindler and Corrie ten Boom did. This pledge is asking Christians to stand with their Jewish brothers and sisters to never be silent, to show the Jewish people they are not alone. They have God and Christians on their side. For the month of June, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is asking Christians to sign this pledge, which will be delivered to the President of Israel to show that Christians in America are not only standing in solidarity, but they are speaking up too. Take a stand today with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to let the Jewish people know that they're not alone. To sign the pledge, go to supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org to take a stand today.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.